Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name's Paul Boag, and on this podcast, I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today, I want to share my perspective on the much-discussed topic of whether it's possible to design the experience of users or not. Can you have such a thing as a user experience designer? See, over the years, I've heard many people argue that it's not possible to design the user's experience and that UX designer is really a thing. And I do share a degree of sympathy with this viewpoint. So many things and so many people affect the experience of the user. Many of these things are utterly outside of the control of the designer. Things such as where the user is, what's happening to them, and in fact, the context of their entire lives. I once did a usability test session with a lady in her home. In many ways, she was a walking stereotype. She was an older lady and lived alone with six cats. She'd covered every surface in her house with knickknacks, including her computer desk. When we sat down to test the site with her, a cat immediately jumped up onto her lap. And through the entire session, she struggled to use the mouse, partly because of the cat on her lap and partly because of the limited space on her desk because of all the knickknacks. After getting her to add an item to the shopping cart, I was about to ask her to go to the cart when I realised that she would fail. I had been careful in the way I designed the site to include the shopping basket in the top right-hand corner where people tended to expect to find it. But I knew instantly she would fail to spot it. Fail because she had a post-it note stuck over the top right-hand corner of her screen. Of course, there's no way I could have anticipated the post-it note, the cat, or the cluttered desk. But all of these things impacted her experience. Does this mean, therefore, that we can't design the user experience? Is there just too much outside of our control? I guess if you're pedantic, you could argue that so much is outside of our control that creating an experience is impossible. But I would say that designers in any field have to accept that there are variables outside of their control, parts of the experience of using their product that can't be designed. I understand that creating an experience feels like a bit of a hazy idea. That as UX designers, we find ourselves struggling with large numbers of variables beyond our influence, variables created by the context in which a user finds themselves. But there's another key factor too. When it comes to designing the user experience, there are many people involved. As a user experience designer, I don't produce anything tangible. I don't create the interface because that's the UI designer's job. A copywriter writes the copy, a developer produces the code, the information architecture is set up by the, well, you get the idea. In fact, to design the user's experience requires people from across the entire organization to work together. All kinds of employees, even those that have no direct contact with the user. Once again, this challenges the definition of designing the experience. You could argue that giving ourselves the title of user experience designer is a mistake. Perhaps there's a better analogy for what it is that we do when we design. In Aaron Sorkin's 2015 movie Steve Jobs, was as Steve, what is it that you do? You can't write code, you're not an engineer, you're not a designer, you can't put a hammer to a nail. So what is it that you do? For me, Steve's answer sums up in many ways what we do as user experience designers. He replied, "I play the orchestra." This simple analogy has helped me to understand what I do. It has helped me to come to terms with both my lack of control over the experience and also my reliance on other people to achieve anything. The conductor of an orchestra doesn't write the sheet music. In the same way as user experience designers, we don't create the experience. But like conductors, we can shape it. We can set its tempo and influence its feel. A good conductor can bring out the best in a piece of music, while a bad one can destroy it. So it is with us as user experience designers. We can't fundamentally control every nuance of the experience, but we can influence it. We can shape it. Neither can the conductor achieve anything alone. He needs the orchestra, but the orchestra needs him. Without a conductor, the orchestra loses its cohesion. It loses its unity and its common direction. Our job as user experience designers is to get everyone focused on the user and creating a great experience. We are the ones that decide how we want to shape the experience, but it's the orchestra that makes that vision a reality. I see it as my job to lead the charge towards creating a better experience for users. I recognise that I can only control so much and that I can achieve nothing without others. But equally, I know that little can be done without someone taking on this role. Every project, team, and company, to be honest, needs somebody championing the user experience. Look, I know this has become an overstretched metaphor. I'm not suggesting we all start calling ourselves user experience conductors, although I do quite like the title user experience director and user movie analogy. And what I am doing is I'm sharing the thinking that has helped me understand the role, and I hope it will help you too.